Well, it's been a little over 2 years since Allison committed suicide, and I certainly look at life differently now than I did back then. It's been a process, and it's good, as you suggested, to write a journal. I do look at the things that I thought and wrote back then and see how I've dealt with them, and I'm in a much different place right now. Still miss her every day, but I can deal with it so much better. So I look at myself early on and now late, and I see a certain maturing. I guess, is it a maturing process, or is it time healing? Why am I different today than I was then?
I think the word maturing can be used. There's a term that I noticed that my daughter in college uses. It's called hot mess, kind of a phrase to describe I'm not doing well. And I think of people in the early stages of grief, they're kind of a hot mess. There's a multiplicity of emotions. Many of them they don't understand. They're trying to deal with other family members. They're dealing with their friends. They're listening to comments from their friends and advice from their friends. Maybe at some point they'll decide they need a counselor. And so they're just not simply doing well emotionally and psychologically. But by the time they go through the process, however long that takes, and all the skills that they use to get through that process, I think they come to a point where they can say, okay, I'm a bit more mature now in handling this. And what does that mean? I think one of the main things that it means is that the relationship with the loved one has been redefined. Part of the grief process, and I think sometimes a major part of it, is to redefine the relationship with the loved one going forward. You will always have a relationship. At the same time, that relationship is going to be much different because they're not physically here to hug, to hold, to kiss, to talk to. And so we redefine the relationship going forward, and we actually become ambassadors for their legacy. When you talk about writing your book, the book about Allison, the book about your grief, that's you going forward and redefining the relationship with her going forward. She will become a part of that book and part of your future in talking about that book and maybe speaking at functions where you're going to be promoting this book to help other people. That's all part of redefining the relationship. When somebody has a golf outing, when somebody has a marathon in memory and honor of their loved one, that's part of redefining the relationship. And so I think a major part of maturing through your grief is when you get to that point and say, I have redefined the relationship. I am taking my husband, my wife, my son, and daughter with me for the rest of my life, and this is how I will present them to others.
Yes, I agree, because the moment she died, I said, my life will forever be different. This is the new me, different from the old me as of yesterday when I had two daughters and now I just have one. How will I change? What will happen? And you're right, 2 years later, I'm still the same guy. I'm still Eli, but the new me can look at her life in its entirety. I can separate the good moments and laugh about them and remember the funny things she did without having to dwell on the gut-wrenching loss that I felt initially. So yes, there is a difference in either my personal maturity or my maturity of grief that makes me different than I was back then.
And this is why we say that our post-bereavement level of functioning, and we've said this many times, our post-bereavement level of functioning will be higher than our pre-bereavement level of functioning, all because of what you've just described, that we have actually matured in our grief.